This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to this week's market and economic wrap entitled Equity Market Jittery as US Tariffs Implemented, but 25 basis points repo cut gives some respite. This week, the spotlight turned to law enforcement as Parliament launched a commission of inquiry to be headed by the country's ex-Deputy Chief Justice to investigate corruption and criminal syndicate infiltration within the South African police. The EFF welcomed the move, calling it long overdue, in contrast to the MK party, who condemned the Constitutional Court's dismissal of its challenge against Ramaphosa, accusing the judiciary of failing to uphold accountability. Turning to the 1 August deadline for US tariff implementation, President Cyril Ramaphosa acknowledged the economic strain caused by the new US tariffs, 30% on South African imports, potentially going to 40% due to it being part of the BRICS group of countries. But he emphasized that the country is not alone in facing global trade headwinds. We saw tensions between Thailand and Cambodia, resulting in a five-day conflict on the two countries' border, while Iran announced the formation of a Supreme National Defense Council, signaling heightened military readiness following the deadly attacks by Israel and the US in June. In the United States, President Trump's new tariffs, ranging from 10 to 41%, have reignited global trade tensions, while weak job growth in July raised concerns about the US economy's resilience. The South African rand came under renewed pressure after President Trump's announced the imposition of a further 10% import tariff on the BRICS countries and any other economy that was aligned with the BRICS. The rand broke through 18 rand to the dollar for the first time since mid-May, but over the past 24 hours has retraced to its current level of 17 rand 92 to the dollar. The US dollar regained some lost ground last week, propped up by the Fed's decision to leave its policy rate unchanged on top of a flurry of last-minute trade deals announced ahead of the tariff deadline. The markets viewed every trade deal as a step towards greater policy certainty, despite the high effective tariff rates. The JSE All-Share Index closed the week lower than last Monday's level, reflecting soft sentiment due to the global macroeconomic uncertainty. Basic metals drove the decline, down 2.75%, while financials, up 0.45%, strengthened slightly. US equities also ended the week lower after substantial gains earlier on, with the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq pulling back slightly from the record highs reached earlier in the week. The S&P 500 held firm thanks to robust technology earnings. In Europe, markets were weak, with both the German DAX and the Japanese Nikkei losing ground. In commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price traded slightly lower, ending the week at around $75 per barrel. Gold and platinum prices declined, with platinum falling by a sharp 8.5%. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee unanimously decided to reduce the repo rate by another 25 basis points to 7%, mainly noting that the inflation outlook remains benign. The MPC stated they will use forecasts with a 3% target at future meetings, down from the previous midpoint used of 4.5%. The average inflation forecast for 2025 was unchanged at 3.3%, but those for 2026 and 2027 were lowered to 3.3% and 3% respectively. The US Federal Reserve left its policy rate unchanged for the fifth meeting in a row, indicating that it still wants to get a better grip on the impact of tariffs on the economy and inflation. The decision, which defied President Trump's push for lower interest rates, saw two of the Fed's members favoring a 25 basis points cut, the first time two members have dissented since 1993. A close eye will be kept on markets over the next few months as tariffs and inflation news is digested. Continued patience will be required to ride this period out. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.